Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. It's been a while since we've been on. I think we skipped a week or so, but nevertheless, we are back in full throttle. And I got a couple of things we want to talk about tonight. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, you know that this is a show that is unscripted, unapologetic, unabashed as far as how we come with the truth, because truth is very weighty, and if ignorance is bliss, we know our people are living in heaven, fantasy land, a dream, and not too many people want to deal with truth, because truth is a spectrum deal, a lifestyle that opposes the facade, the lie that the majority of people live in. And most people like to use the popular term that you can't handle the truth, and they've made a joke of it by putting it out there. But the fact of the matter is that most people cannot handle the truth because their entire life is based upon a lie. We know that the Most High represents truth, the way, the truth, and the light. And that every opposition is pretty much a fantasy, a lie, an illusion, a dream that's temporary, that never lasts. Normally, we've gone into a different phase of straight no chaser. We're dealing with consciousness. And when we talk about consciousness, well, we talk about being aware of the fact that there's an illusionary aspect to life, and that most people aren't analytical, and most people don't have common sense, and that most people are pretty much asleep. Now, I'm going to warn you that on this particular show, that if you're aware of the Social Change Action Network, we've had other guests on here, other hosts on here, represent different ideologies and philosophies and points of views. SCAN does not represent all those views, but we provide a platform, a substratum for all these different people to be able to speak. If you're one of them, you can call, but know this. I stand upon the fact of knowing who I am, where I come from, my lineage, my bloodline, and who the Most High is, and anything that opposes that has no platform here at the Social Change Action Network, because this show was this network was originally designed to reach our people, the indigenous people, the black people, the Hebrews, the ghettos, the African Americans, whatever you want to call them, the ones that are in the plight, that are suffering, that are going through, that are asleep, and that are not aware that they're being used for amusement, entertainment, and degraded, living a lifestyle of degradation, immoral, and destroying themselves. We're here to wake them up and bring them into a place of consciousness. No longer will we be a part of the immoral concept or approach of destroying our people by furthering the information, the pictures, or what's out there, as a lot of you all do on your Facebook sites and your Instagram sites. Those are some of the things that we're going to talk about tonight. But nevertheless, straight no chaser means that, yeah, you're going to get it straight. I'm not here to kiss your ass, make you feel happy, or be religious, or say something that does not offend you, because truth is designed to offend. If you still have buttons, that means that you're not free from yourself. If you're easily offended, then your life is not hid with the Most High. So the truth and fact of the matter is that you're probably caught up into a concept of your own lifestyle that you need to continue in order for you to feel comfortable and feel at ease and at peace in this particular life. And when anybody says peace, there's sudden destruction. Let me tell you something. Life is not going to be uncomfortable. It's a series of uncomfortable events that causes you to evolve into being the person who you really are, a spirit and a soul. That is locked into a body that eventually will go back to where it came from. If you have a problem with evolving, discovering, and dying to self, this is not the place for you to be, because truth is very weighty, and we have designed this particular presentation to slap the hell out of you with some truth. As it pertains to your physicality, your spirituality, and the facade and the falsehood of religion that gives you this temporary high, and everything else that this world imputes upon you to tell you this is what you need to exist and to feel like you're a part of society. The biggest problem is the media. Check out shows in the archive. You'll understand the purpose and intent of media, the news, music, movies, all designed to bring you false information, program you, and lead you into a certain direction. And from what I can see, they've been very successful. Not many of you are strong enough to shake the perception of life that's been placed upon you through vision, sight, sound, media, news. You believe that what you've heard on the evening news and through the media is reality, not knowing that this is intentionally designed to create a false world, a false life, a false lifestyle for you, and make you believe that that is reality, to keep you from being connected to the Most High, your spirit, and what you were designed to do and why you were placed on this earth. I know I normally talk about consciousness, and I hope that you've listened to some of our previous shows, so I don't have to really backtrack to catch you up. Because tonight, you probably noticed that I said, straight no chaser, angry. Because there's a lot of things as it pertains to what's going on with us, I'm angry about. And it's across the board. It's across the board with religion, even with so-called awakened people, with science, with politics, with news, with media, with foods and the poisoning of our people and our communities, what's happening with our children. Everything has been ramped up, and most people don't realize the purpose and intent for everything being ramped up. You have everything in society coming out to claim that, pretty much to proclaim their stance of who they are, where they are, and what's taking place. So you're being presented with a lot of different perspectives of the spin in the media in order to keep you confused. And if you do not have a spiritual substratum platform, you will not be able to understand what's going on. And unfortunately, the majority of you are subscribing to various people that have promoted themselves to be at the forefront or at the head or teachers of the truth or unveiling the truth. And unbeknownst to you, the majority of our people have been compromised and infiltrated because there are a select few people that have sold themselves out pretty much. And they had to because of fear. And the reason they've done things out of fear is because, this is not my opinion, this is a matter of fact, society knows that there's a transformation going on in society and that too many people are becoming very aware and conscious of the changes in our social stratosphere and the geopolitical atmosphere and what's happening. Everybody's plugged in, tuned in, and unfortunately they cannot control the internet, and people are able to decipher what is truth out of the internet and out of media as well. Nobody watches the news on television. People find news for themselves in order to be able to delineate falsehoods, lies, from truth. And if you do not have a spiritual premise, you probably do not have enough or have the ability to be able to decipher truth from falsehoods, because the entire world you live in has been based on a lie. Now, all praises to the Most High that that lie is crumbling. But who are you and where do you stand with your ability to decipher what is true in the media and what is being pumped into your face? Now, we covered a show already. As I said, I'm not going to backtrack. We did a show 2 weeks ago about the media and about brainwashing, about MK Ultra. We covered that. There's too many devastations and tragedies taking place in our community, and we are so quick to believe what they show us in the media and accept that as a conclusion to the matter and say that that must have been what transpired in that tragedy without doing the research. The problem with that is the reason why we talk tonight about being angry at what's happening in society with the people who claim to be at the forefront. I'm your host, V the Preacher. This is Straight No Chaser, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. The guest call-in number is 213-769-0910. If you have a question or a comment, you're welcome to call in. There's a few things we want to cover. And listen, if you're not familiar with this show, once again, I started this show as a medium to talk to the people of the ghetto, our people who have really put themselves out there with a lot of buffoonery and are quick to entertain people and get caught up into the media and the hype. Whatever the trend is, we did another show on trending as well, and who are the people that set the trends. And it was amazing to me to find out that the people who established the trends are all connected as it pertains to movies, theater, commercials, clothing, you name it. It's connected to lead people into a certain way. And we are some of the first to adapt the trends to set the medium. So therefore, we can sit up here and brag and say people follow us and copy us, but yet we're told what the trend is. We copy that and we set the precedence. What does that make you? Sheeple. Followers. So it's very crucial at this point. Prove this conspiracy theorist crap that was created to throw you off and keep you from listening. We are agenda analysts. And the reason most people can analyze the agenda is because they don't have the ability to do so because they won't do the research. And there is an agenda, quiet as kept, to destroy certain people. If you don't know by now, that depopulation is at the forefront of everything that's taking place with your GMOs, your chemtrails, your wars, your everything else with your water and your vaccinations, and the things happening in your schools, people snapping on sight, fear in the area. If you're not aware of these things by now, I fear for you, because this is too much. This information is too much available for everyone to see. So tonight, Straight No Chaser, as I mentioned, we speak on consciousness because we want our people to be conscious and pro-thinkers, and not to just react, but to analyze the agenda. But tonight, a little bit angry about some of the foolishness that persists from our people and the people in the communities and in the hoods that don't realize that as you feel you're waking up and as you feel you're doing the work to reach a people, there's another agenda that's aware of what you are aware of, and they're ramping it up. And so people are being infiltrated and compromised. There's a lot of infighting still taking place, all in the name of good, all in the name of so-called righteousness. You're not deceiving anybody because you're creating contention, and you're still causing people to be at odds with one another. If you're not doing anything in the name of unity or brotherhood or loving that brings people not to peace, because I know we're not going to see that total peace until a certain time. But if you are causing a wedge within the camp, then you're not a part of the solution. You're creating an additional problem. And I'm not going to discount that tonight. And that's why this show is about anger. I see everything just for what it is. And that's what we're going to talk about. Even before I go to a break, listen, I know we're going to cover some things in the news. I know what's in the top of the news. Okay, everybody's talking about the Pope, the conclave. my bad for saying that the next pope might potentially be black. Well, I don't know if Spanish, Latino is close enough, but nevertheless, who would have thought that the next pope, really? I'm quite sure they probably saw the Cardinals discussed. I think his name is Peter Turkelson, a Turkish or something from Africa, and said, Negro, please, release the black smoke. That's out of the question. We will not have the whole world doing the whole little Eucharist and bowing down to this guy as the Pope. And no, that's not what was going to happen. Deception is very subtle, and so we must be aware of that. So that, you know, I'm quite sure that's what happened with that. No deception on our part. I don't even really want to talk about that. It's too much into the news. There is a major deception with that. Tonight, what we are going to talk about is EMPs. I don't know if you know about EMPs, but those are electromagnetic pulse weapons, because there is a nuclear bomb that does not destroy a people, but destroys what we've come to depend on. And those are some of the things that we want to talk about. We'll be right back after this break.
My real name is...
Hey, bro.
Yo.
You heard about that boy that called him Diamond?
Yeah, I heard about that sucker, man.
Talking about he around.
Yo,
he ain't got no shame. No hoes. No money. No money. What's that, nigga? You ain't got that work. You ain't got no money. You ain't got no money.
Hate me cause the way I walk, hate me cause the way I talk, hate me cause the way I move, hate like Hitler, hate the Jews, by the way there ain't no Jews, took on you, April Fools, make no money, make me move, make them make me make the news, before I pray to Satan, same mistake as you, where them boys be tripping like they skipping, but ain't lace they shoes, where that thing be hitting like it's crack cocaine in 82, wake them up like Lazarus, hazardous like Daisy Dukes, I ain't lying, death is like a lion, that ain't 8 and 2, weak and sheep and it's rich just to play the fool, beat. They hate that I say y'all, they say it ain't as cool, pray to the creator, I just do what I'm created to, oops, you was created to, but who am I to say that you deserve more than damnation too? Who am I, a soldier, just salute me like the Navy, true, I do the wear like Mike, I haters make it like I make the rules.
Before you ever was a thug, you was an Israelite, before you ever was a gangster, you was an Israelite, yeah, yeah. Oh, we got it all from shit, you was an Israelite, yeah, yeah. Oh, nigga was a nigga, we was an Israelite, yeah,
I'm an Israelite, I'm an Israelite,
yeah,
I'm an Israelite. I'm an Israelite,
yeah.
I'm an Israelite, I'm an Israelite,
yeah.
Now we ain't no niggas, but we Israelites.
Sick of all the plagiarism, royal bloodline, fear jealous of Caucasian women, hate your skin, hate melanin, hate your men, hate your women, and when I see you, I see through you to that hatred, and your greatest sickness, babe, what you display, I make all hatership, maybe if you cut your nose off your face, it will make you pretty, maybe if the makeup in your face could make your face look different, maybe makeup changes genetic makeup to make a difference, sheesh, get this girl some bleach and end this racial tension, peep, how you rich but can't afford to pay attention, most people brainwash. Why you think I hate religion? But I love God, so nah, ain't no atheism. An asshole, color black, cool, who created niggas? Watch them call me racist. What my race is? We are racist, nigga. And Obama ain't gonna say your pimping words like bullets. I hope you say this shit.
Before you up in 9 feet, you was Israelite. Before you turned up in the streets, you was Israelite. Before they took you off them shit, you was Israelite.
Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. This is V the Preacher, brought to you by the Social Change Action Network. Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. Let's, before we go into some of these other news breaks, there's a few more things I'd like to talk about before we go into these clips about the potential for terrorist threats, nuclear threats, bombs. It's just different things. We don't preach fear here. I just want you to see some of the other possibilities when you hear about North Korea and you hear about Iran. because the majority of the elite do not want to destroy. They want to control. If they destroy, they have to build back up, and they do not have the power of slavery to build back up like they used to have. So what they want to do is be able to control. And you need to know that some of these nuclear bombs are designed in a certain kind of way to help to establish that type of control. And we're going to talk about that. But we had some different various topics to talk about with anger. Another thing that angers me is the fact that suddenly now they're going to allow knives back on planes. Take your soap, take your shampoo, but you can bring a knife on a plane. When they took us through hell years ago, you pretty much had a knife. You were tackled and arrested. Well, we know that one of the reasons they're doing this is because they know that 911 was a farce and that it was a lie and that there were no box cutters on the plane, nor did any of these things even take place. So, of course, they don't allow some of these things to begin to come back, but this is the foolishness that I'm trying to get our people to awaken to. That one thing can be one way, and then the next day can be another way. And you're lulled to sleep to the point that you are, you will believe whatever's told to you that is okay, what's not okay, because you're trapped in society by fear. Another thing that is in the news that I want to bring out, and we're just kind of going through these things real quick, is that we also see that there's a pastor who's having his first year appreciation along with his partner, and it's not a first lady, it's a first gent. The pastor and the first gent are having their anniversary and celebration, and the two are hugged up. This is how far your Christian church has gone. Now, I've had some people to try and attack me, say I'm attacking the Christian church or attacking the church when the church is not the problem. Well, unfortunately, church, you are the problem because you're a 501c3 entity that is aligned up with the government looking for handouts, faith-based grants, and loans, and that all you do is perpetuate this evil that exists in our community to keep our people down and keep them from going further. Because what you don't understand is the veil of the temple has been ripped. Your false Easter that's coming should tell you that, but it doesn't teach you that, because for some reason or another you say that he rose on the third day. You claim it's Friday and say he rose on Sunday, and you can't even get 3 days out of that, and you still teach that crap. The body is the temple. Our bodies are the temple. We must respect our temples and have a relationship with the Most High. That is the church. And when we come together, he is present in our midst. We've got idiots claiming that God called them. I'm quite sure, but it's your God, and it's your own selfish God, your own personal God that called you. And he called you to be an egomaniacal, just a maniac, selfish, driven by your ego, and trying to receive a paycheck from downtrodden people that you give the impression that you're trying to help. And you're not helping them by giving them falsehoods and emotional dreams and not actually transforming them their lives in a way that's beneficial to them in the future and their offspring, and that changes Israel, our people. So I'm not biting or buying into the things that you're saying. You are a false, fake, phony, gangster, hip-hop, pimp, pastor, still smoking weed, and caught up in adultery, which the Christian church has led you into because they have not let you know that you must keep the statutes, laws, and commandments. So you're lawless. You're living on mercy and grace and feel like you can wake up the next morning and do whatever the hell you want to. You weren't called. You called yourself. You're selfish, you're ego-driven, and you do not know who the Most High is. So we've got too many of you who are looking for a handout that aren't changing the community. You're furthering this madness, and we're sick and tired of it. We're not looking for you, not looking for no leaders. We're looking to empower our people, and that's what we do here at the Social Change Action Network. Furthermore, you so-called Hebrew Israelites that have a problem with people coming on the radio speaking truth and acting as if you know their lives. You're probably the main one that's been compromised by the government and been intercepted and have people within your camp because you have an elitist attitude towards the information that you're giving. And it's way out of line because all you're caught up into is priding yourself on debates when the work is in the street. I'd rather not hear from you and maybe hear about what you've done than hear from you and not hear anything about what you've done because you have not affected change amongst the people. I'm not here to be your frickin' Tavis Smiley or Jesse Jackson or win an award or get a bunch of people to follow my show. I'm here to tell the truth that enough is enough and that we're being destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, it's one thing to bring knowledge and try to fish our people in and then take their money, and a lot of you take money. You're out your damn mind if you're taking money for a class or for somebody to move to another area or another state. You're out of your mind. Freely you've received, freely you will give. And if you don't have the faith enough to trust the Most High to take care of you, then you are a charlatan and a false prophet. Furthermore, I'm not here to attack anybody because I do agree that there are people out there that are attacking you for the wrong reason, because I can see at the same time that they're trying to create tension amongst our people to keep us at odds and against one another because they know we're waking up. So anybody that does a show that's strictly about what somebody else is doing probably pretty much is missing the point. But to let someone know to not get caught up into it is fine. So I'm covering a lot of bases at one point. It's pretty much because I'm pretty ticked off with the foolishness that exists amongst our people. I can speak on a level like this to the people that are awoke that are hearing me. Only a few people can hear me. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but those who are out there, they know exactly who I'm talking to and what I'm saying. And then I'll just say this in general. All of us in this world are being elevated to another level of truth because our perception of life has completely changed. There is technology and ability out there that supersedes anything most of you could even fathom that is going to affect us in the coming months, that will actually transform our entire way of life. And there is no more time for you to be stupid. I can't put it no plainer. If you're holding on to the past or reading an old newspaper, you might as well lay down now. Because you've been deceived and brainwashed, and your perceptions are off. It's been said the best way to hide the truth is to put it directly in someone's face. Hide the truth in plain sight. Therefore, no one will believe it. So I say all these things tonight because I see things getting totally out of control. With a gay Catholic church, a gay black church, a gay Christian church, a church that is full of motivational speakers, a church that thinks they're doing something when the church is not the church, when the Most High said, I do not dwell in houses made by hand or by man. I see a bunch of money grabbers that go to the church to do these things. And I'm not against that. I believe that we can individually change society by doing what we need to do as individuals when we leave our homes and go to our places of work or go out to minister to people, to simply clean their homes, buy them some food, tell them who the Most High is, help them change their lives, help to give them a second chance at life, and realize your existence and your walk in this life before you leave it. Not many people understand that or get that. It's the most important thing. It's
get back to it when we come back.
Yeah, you know. Send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, there's food in my cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trapped in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I, you have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I, it's just another broken heart. It's so sad, the lonely one. Yeah, when me say Emily, she could have tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I could have watched it rightly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides, yeah, take it no more. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone ring. Somebody on the other line, a dollar said. You have to keep moving, send on this young, yeah, I, so no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah, I, you have to keep moving, send on, hold on, yeah, I, just another broken heart, it's true, so you're the lonely one, hey, when me say, Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance, same ward we since birth, yo. Him get a call from him cell phone, say there's been an accident, a little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done already good. Now the family want no walk one, and the doctor say I'm sorry, him not make it, your son is gone. Yes, they keep moving, stand on, hold on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another tune, I they tell you that you have to keep moving.
Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. This is Vita Preacher. Welcome back, brothers and sisters. And this is Straight No Chaser consciousness. But tonight is angry. We angry about McDonald's. We angry about GMO foods. We angry about what they're doing to our community, our society. We angry about children, raping children. We're angry about police killing innocent people or handcuffs people. We're angry about a lot of things, and then people will call and say, well, what's the solution? Well, unfortunately, we're going through a time of tribulation and travail, and a lot of things may actually get worse before they get better. But here's the key. When you become knowledgeable and you start to do the things in a spiritual way, such as the statutes, laws, and commandments, which we talk about on the Shabbat. I'm not going to be preachy tonight because I like to holler at you for real. You begin to put a protection upon yourself because, let me tell you something, when people say knowledge is power, that's not a cliche. it's definitive. What happens is it gives you the ability and the sight to see things before they come and when they're happening so that you don't destroy yourself. Cancer, diabetes is so pervasive in our community because of the food that we're eating, and it was intentionally put in your stores and your communities to destroy you. Okay? Morgellons disease is a real disease that is a result of the chemtrails in the air. Now, for years, you've been programmed to believe that the contrails that come from airplanes that normally dissipate, you know, that's what you see up there, so you don't look up. But now what's coming from the planes are chemtrails, and it doesn't dissipate. It gets wider, it grows, it remains, it stays. It causes overcast skies, and it drops down into the atmosphere, and we breathe it in. What's happening? Let me tell you what's happening to you, actually. Your water's bad. Your vaccinations loaded with thimerosal, mercury, aborted fetus cells. I could just go on and on, but let's go back to the chemtrails. So much metals and poisons in the chemtrails that you're breathing in. People are actually being turned into walking semiconductors, metal chips, which is why so many people are being easily programmed and swayed because of the metals that are in your body. Now, when you think about the fact there's a lot of radiation, a lot of information traveling through frequencies, Wi-Fi, you are so easily, certain people are so easily programmed and given suggestive thought. And it's more, you're more susceptible to suggestive thought when you become a part of what we call pharmakia, which is pharmaceutical medicines, which opens up your suggestive portals because you're not as aware of controlling the suggestive thoughts that come to you. Now, I didn't want to get too spiritual because tonight is a different type show, but any time that external thoughts from a satanic premise comes to you, normally you're aware of it and you shake it off, and you know that. But when you're intoxicated, you're high and you're drugged out, you don't shake things off. You take those things on as being a part of self, and they influence you, they lead you, they direct you. They tell you exactly what to do. If you wonder why so many people are snapping and going off in society and going in different directions, it's because they do not have control of their mind, their faculties, any longer. Too many metals in your body. When somebody tells you need to do a flush or a cleansing, this day and age, it's serious. Your food is bad, GMOs. The water's bad. The air is bad, but it's intentional because of what it's filled with. Morgellons disease, you actually have metal shavings and fibers coming out of people's skin, shaving their hair off, constantly itching and scratching, uncomfortable, because it metabolizes, it manifests itself in certain people. They're more susceptible to it, and it comes out in a certain kind of way. Some people are able to shake this stuff off because, I don't know, maybe an active lifestyle, maybe you work out, maybe you sweat it out. But there are some people it's just not working for. So this needs to be known that it is a reality and that it exists. I know a ton of people that have this disease and look to scrub their bodies and their skin to get rid of this. This is not a joke anymore. 3 years ago, it was a joke. Nobody believed it. They thought these people had some type of psychological problem. But now they have to acknowledge it because it's so much on the rise. There are too many groups that support each other, so they know that Morgellons is for real, and you can look it up for yourself. So, yeah, tonight we discussed these things because we're angry about it. I noticed a lot of people had called in, and when I told them we were going to talk tonight about EMPs, a lot of people logged off, and this is the ignorance I'm in reference to. There's no There's no such thing. You've been swayed into believing that science fiction is a falsehood, and it's a TV show. It's Star Trek, and there's no such thing. EMPs are electromagnetic pulse weapons that can come as a result of a nuclear bomb. What do? They dismantle all electronic gadgets. What have we been pushed to live? What do we do every year? Stand in line to get the latest electronic phone and gadget. Everybody wants the latest electronic gadget in their homes, in their hands. And these are all weapons and things that can be taken away from you. And what will happen in a society when those things are taken away? Let's listen to a clip that can better explain it as far as what I'm trying to say.
To wipe out all of our modern infrastructure, the electricity grid would... It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie. A single doomsday bomb that could wipe out all of our modern infrastructure. The electricity grid would go permanently dark, airplanes would fall from the sky. But this bomb exists, and experts are now demanding that Congress do something to protect us. I'm Joe Hicks. It's called electromagnetic pulse weapon, or EMP, and the technology necessary to build one is in the hands of every nuclear-capable country in the world. So what exactly is an EMP weapon, and how can we defend ourselves? I talked with Dr. Peter Pry, a former advisor to Congress on nuclear security matters. You get an EMP from any nuclear weapon that's detonated at high altitude, above an altitude of 30 kilometers. Describe for us what an electromagnetic pulse does. A weapon detonated, a nuclear weapon, again, any nuclear weapon, detonated at that high altitude will generate an electromagnetic pulse, which is a super energetic radio wave. Harmless to people in its prompt effects, it'll pass right through your bodies, but it'll destroy electronics everywhere on the surface of the earth, beneath the surface of the earth, airplanes that are flying above the ground, and electronics are vital to our civilization.
Imagine, no grocery store, no bank, no running water. While the pulse itself is harmless to people, most Americans would not survive for long after an EMP attack.
The indirect effects of the EMP would be that they would shut down the critical infrastructures that we depend upon for our survival.
Peter, what would happen if an EMP attack was launched over major American cities? I understand there was a congressional study that looked at this. What kind of things did they find out?
Within a year after an EMP attack by a single nuclear weapon, we would lose at least two-thirds of our national population to starvation, disease, and societal breakdown. EMP is basically a high-tech means of killing people the old-fashioned way, through starvation and disease and anarchy.
So if EMP weapons are out there, what country would be crazy enough to set up a nuclear EMP over the United States, knowing that we would retaliate? I sat down with Reza Khalili. He is an ex-CIA spy who defected from the reigning Republican Guards. According to Khalili, the current Iranian government might just try setting off an EMP bomb. Now, we disguised Khalili's voice and face to protect his family that's still in Iran.
These are fanatics who believe that the demise of America and the destruction of Israel will trigger an event where the last Islamic Messiah will appear, kill the rest of the infidels, and then Islam will rule the world. And that's where the danger lies.
Wouldn't they not like to see their very lavish lifestyles interrupted if Iran were to launch an atomic attack?
I don't think we seriously understand the threat from the radicals in Iran. We think mutually assured destruction will work because they don't want to get destroyed, so therefore they're not going to launch an attack. Well, you know, if 9/11 didn't teach us anything, then I don't know what will, because the next attack on U.S. could be the end of America.
What is it that caused you to believe that Iran is trying to develop an EMP threat, and what evidence have you discovered that points to this development on the part of that government?
They launched a ballistic missile off of a vessel in the Caspian Sea successfully. There is no other reason to launch a ballistic missile from a ship than to for the EMP purposes. And then they also detonated the Shahab 3 missile. So these actions are very alarming and points to the fact that they're quite aware of EMP and our weaknesses to protect ourselves. Their naval ships actually are armed with surface-to-surface ballistic missiles. They're going to expand mission into Atlantic Ocean. They're going to be right outside of Gulf of Mexico. They lease many vessels that are under other flags. They could simply load a missile on one of those missiles and get right behind, right outside of the U.S. and launch a nuclear attack. And right now, IAEA has reported, the last report indicates that Iran has enough enriched uranium for 6 nuclear bombs.
Iran is not the only rogue state thinking about EMP weapons. Many experts believe that the North Koreans developed a so-called super EMP, or a nuclear weapon that creates an even more powerful electromagnetic pulse.
2006, the North Koreans conducted their, you know, their first nuclear test, and it was widely reported in the world press as a failed test, you know, because it was of such low yield. And the seismic signal, you know, it looked like it was widely described as a fissile. This is exactly what a super EMP weapon would look like.
Iranian scientists have been present in North Korea when North Korea detonated a nuclear bomb, and they are jointly working together for arming their missiles with a nuclear warhead.
So we know how dangerous EMP weapons are. We know they could be used by some very unpredictable entities. The question is, what can we do about it? I asked James Carafano, a security expert with the Heritage Foundation.
Congress has had a number of different legislative vehicles out there looking at strengthening the grid. They really haven't done anything. What's the administration doing? Well, they've actually cut missile defense, which is the way you would shoot down, you know, the missile that might explode an EMP weapon. The Department of Defense is doing a little bit. Department of Homeland Security, stunningly, is doing virtually nothing. They've got 15 disaster scenarios, and this is probably the greatest disaster of all, and they don't even have a plan for it. They don't even look at it. Department of Energy is doing virtually next to nothing. So the federal government really is, on this one, almost asleep at the wheel.
Congress is now considering a bill that would harden our infrastructure, and it's called the SHIELD Act.
Congress has been toying around with legislation for a couple of years now. There's an act called the SHIELD Act. There's another act called the GRID Act. This has become a partisan issue. EMP has become kind of locked into the notion with missile defense, and missile defense has become this partisan issue where if you're a conservative, you like missile defense, you like dealing with EMP. If you're a progressive and a liberal, you don't like missile defense, and you think EMP is science fiction, and it's created by something with, you know, guys wearing, you know, tinfoil hats. How EMP became a political issue, you got me on that one, but it's just the nature of our democracy when, you know, people have political agendas, you know, are taking sides on something that, you know, it doesn't make any sense. You know, the missile doesn't care if the country is being run by Republicans or Democrats. It's going to be lights out forever.
Okay, so there you have it, some information on EMPs. We got a few people that would like to possibly call in. If you have a question or a comment, phone number is 213-769-0910. One thing I like that I thought that was intriguing that I heard is that the government has looked over 15 disaster scenarios and that the EMP is the greatest of all. I see this as a very likely scenario so that no fingers can be pointed, because it leads to anarchy, starvation, disease, and many different things. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a music break so I can screen some of the calls that want to come in. And if you want to call in, you have a comment, it's 213-769-0910. This is Straight No Chaser. We'll be right back.
You've been denied of your 9 to 5 year, and you're over. finger. I'm your 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side, yeah. I'm your 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. In Africa, she love how you treat and your condom deplete her. And just a baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release her. Then you hear from the street, so she full of disease and you start to sneeze her. And months and for weeks, all food do not eat and your weight start decrease her. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be in the street, your way drop into you. You are against the beast, and when things is feast, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep on machine a beacher. You exhaust and the hype like you fling that they might have no live gangsta life here. And I run off your beak, and your thing go breach, and bad man go seek her. Then if I want police, find you with your peace, and you start to feel her. And you get released, man, I circle your knees, and you think it's no real here. You got the size to sneak some coke in your creepies. And go overseas and still time you reach stocks before your priesties. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your mama incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. You are back about your wealth and speak of yourself like you're someone else, sir. But you think you are broke, are you sitting ashore, yeah? Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah? Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your poop are incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. Suicide car, you've been denied of your 9 to 5, yeah. And you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. And you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she's a baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the street, says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. We start food you not eat and you will start the creature. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you will incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And you are against the beast, and when things is feast, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep and gunshot a beacher. And the hype like you fling down the might and no live gangsta life, yeah. And I run out your beak and your thing go breach and bad man go feature. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and you start to feel, yeah. Then you get released, man, I circle your knee and your thing get no real, yeah. And you think so sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your freak, it. And go overseas and the time you reach back, the fall to pieces. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep.
Yeah!
In too deep.
Yes, my lion.
Incomplete.
How you mean?
In the street. In too deep. In too deep. Incomplete. In the street.
Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. This is V the Preacher. I'm your host, and we just got through listening to a clip kind of breaking down and establishing the real potential of certain type of nuclear attacks. They're not all devastating to a people. Some of them, the majority of them, are devastating to what we know as life and everything we depend upon and we use in society. for sure, as that was mentioned in this clip, that the things that we depend upon, that we rely upon, would be taken away from us, and that probably pretty much two-thirds of the community would not survive due to anarchy, disease, sickness, and starvation, because this particular type of radiation would not affect humans, but would destroy everything we utilize on a daily basis. And this would be an old way to attack a new problem, which is population to these people, because they want to decrease the population. They figure that society cannot continue the way it's going on with 7 billion people in the earth. We got some people that have, I don't know, suggestions about how to feed the homeless. And when you talk about making sandwiches and different things like that, what exactly are you in reference to, Mr. Russells?
The other day, I was just talking to a bunch of my friends, and, we were talking about how poverty is everywhere, and it's just, rife in every community you look at and stuff like that. And basically, we thought, how do you make a difference and stuff? And then one of my friends said, what if we just made a whole bunch of sandwiches? Like, we made 100 sandwiches and went into the city and, we found every homeless person we could and gave them a sandwich. And we thought about it, and we thought, even though a lot of other people aren't doing it, we might as well do it, and it will make a difference in a couple of people's lives. So, we got as many of our friends together as we could, and we went down to the city, and we noticed that there was quite a large ethnicity of African immigrants, and we thought, what a better idea would be to just start beating all the African immigrants. So we started smashing and fucking annihilating these niggas and shit.
Exactly as I thought. So we got a bunch of idiots out there. And since I have your name, I'll make sure I give your name out to the appropriate people in your area so that they can locate you and have a nice conversation with you. So nevertheless, this is the type of society we live in, where we do have a bunch of people who pretty much don't really care about what's going on in the community. But it also explains why what's getting ready to come upon this earth is going to come upon this earth to destroy those that are full of hatred, that perpetuate this particular evil upon the indigenous that are suffering. Because one thing I've learned is that there are a lot of people who are homeless but not hopeless, and are in a situation because they can't do anything to change it, because they're living in Jacob's trouble and unfortunately under the tribulation. And that's why the Most High is coming back to kick some ass. You best believe it. So this will not continue the way you think it's going to continue.
Though the wicked persecute I, still my heart has love. Oh, my head's anointed with the powers of love. Persecute I with envy and grudge. Oh, my head's anointed. Hey. There is no room for mistakes. We're sailing a tight ship for sure. Get the broom, sweep the place. Oh, clear our space. There is no room for mistakes. Sailing a tight ship for sure. Get the broom, sweep the place. Oh, clear our space, yeah. Though the wicked persecute I, still my heart is love. Oh, my head's anointed with the powers of love. Though them wicked persecute I, envy and grudge, but my head's anointed. Hey. There is no room for mistakes. We're sailing a tight ship for sure. Got the broom.
sweet to bless. Oh, clear as first. There is no room for mistakes, Papa said. Sailing a tight ship for sure. Got the broom, sweet to bless. Oh, clear as first. Hey, let's get this ship up and drinking, speaking, spanking.
Get bad mind and saying those are rag and malice.
Let the Lucha bless and no man curse Babylon.
All right, now gossip for them all that work there watching who's working the hardest. Cause I'm a jump at anything that's ruffling the grass. And them never yet touch the yard, the preachers have the power.
Watch your reapers, watch your soul, don't be surprised that we are.
So I bring my home and fuck it up at this heat, how I rust in my wallet. Houston, I'm not perfect, but our flows are always flawless. And room at that time is where the shaka, where the pallet.
Senseless is godliness, so keep it clean with
garbage. Welcome this sweeping up, it's not yet where the filthiness and garbage. Cross buckle as I walk the plank, give them no up full life, why it's honest. Office of a boarding ship is heading to the land of promise.
Let's clear our space. There ain't no, 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 no.
Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton. I'm not sitting up here trying to make talk about no solutions like Tavis Smiley. That's a bunch of bull crap. Spin they put in our community a long time ago to silence on and give you a check and keep you sitting up having meetings and not doing a damn thing. And the main thing is to come back to our culture. I talk about that a lot, which is to come back to scrolls. Let me tell you something. The Bible was turned into the Bible after they found history. They found those scrolls in the Qumran caves. They thought that that was history of Shemites, the African-American so-called Negroes, and turned it into a Bible for the whole world. That's a history book. So that's why I play with these Edomites and Esau out here calling, because what they do is confirm and verify the fact of what I'm talking about, that this whole war at the end of the day is against an indigenous people, downtrodden, poor, broke, never had a second chance in life and can't get in. They want us destroyed and wiped off the face of the earth. That's why they don't get the right foods, vaccinations, and it's against. This is not about no hatred. This is about knowledge. If you want to break down the information, you can do that. There's information within the scriptures, the history book, Wikipedia, as far as the pyramid and the transformation of the people. Everything is out there. They want to keep it by keeping you deceived with multiculturalism in this culture that is fine now. And it's not. There is hatred in the earth, and you just heard it still exists. This is why a certain people, their descendants will suffer for the wrong that they've done to people, the people they've killed, they've murdered, and that they're still lynching. Trying to struggle with abortion, getting people to kill their children, destroying female wombs, and getting us to not have babies, and shooting our babies in the back. A shoot to kill order out police against black people who don't comply, who are not complicit, was not a long ago. It's not going to stop. The comes back. So I don't have time to play and talk about let's find a solution. There is no solution. People at the top compromise, they sell their souls, they along with the 501c3 compliant church that's receiving money from the government to keep preaching this so-called false hope to people in the urban community, to hope and wish material told us to not make flesh, but to build the inner man. The essence of the Most High lies inside of us, and that's what they fear. Are you blind when you see who your people are and what they're capable of? But they, do you know there's a reason why they use you and put you on stage, make you a firm entertainer, make you an envy? Now you've pissed me off. The ones talking about a solution and one calling, talking about Jesus Sam to a nigga. Your time is coming, and we know we're in warfare. And that's what time is with this type of show. I'm the preacher. You know where to find me, and I'm not even preaching to you. This is the Most High, because we know time. We're in a warfare. This is, there is an end game this entire political system. Every so-called being destroyed. Caesar's, Hugo Chavez, and all the leaders coming down cancer at the same time, which has become a weapon of choice to and natural disasters to the not a typical war anymore. They make it happen so that the ignorant will believe, oh, it just happened, because they know they're asleep. Wake the hell up. Wake the hell up. You're sick because you love to be entertained. And this whole world is about her. You seek to be entertained opposed to being informed. We can galvanize as a community because they keep at odds, because every time somebody tries to do something, compromise and influence it. And there's nothing new under the sun. This has been done since the beginning of time. We'll get here to do somebody else. I go with me.
Corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is V, the Preacher. Welcome back. And I want to thank you all for tuning in for WADA. We try to cover EMP and the electromagnetic pulse weapons as it pertains to technology. We chose to ignore this whole thing about the Pope tonight. And it was kind of a show where we discussed a lot of various topics. But, you know, we try to put emphasis on consciousness this year. But there's a lot of things that are making me angry, because it seems a lot of our people are being lulled to sleep right now, because there is a plethora of events taking place to hypnotize people, and they're thoroughly confused because they're exposed to too much information. And if they're not able to decipher between the basic type of news, we know they can't even decipher between it right now. That's my brothers and sisters who call themselves awake, and even my brothers who are asleep. Because the ones who call themselves awake, they're beginning to fight against one another, and they can't even realize that. And the ones who are lulled to sleep, they would rather just ignore this truth than to continue. And so we try and bring you the information and the news on Thursdays, as opposed to on the Shabbat, where we bring you the truth of the Hebrew history book that has prophecy in it that is being fulfilled in this hour. Prophecy is definitely being fulfilled, and the end of the world is not coming, but the world as you know it will change, and that will end, and it will be transformed into a new world. And most of the elite, 2%, the 1%, whatever you want to call them, they know that. There's a panic and there's a fear, which is why a lot of things are being unleashed upon the earth. And we want to empower you and educate you and bring you the information. So we ask you to listen to the archives, listen to some of the shows. And there are a lot of people bringing information. It's not just myself and others and people that come on the show, but we just try to expose you to some of the information. It's up to you to filter through it and make your own decision and decide. So nevertheless, before we get ready to go, as I said, this is V, the Preacher. And I'm going to get ready to close, as I always do. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. The truth is a journey and not a destination. I didn't get to go into the EMP thing as I wanted to, but it's something for you to think about, to be on a prepared scale. Will you compromise, and will you be able to sustain yourself and your family in the event? Fear is not a factor. Mad love for you. Shalom.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us we where I have all the mother. Ooh.